This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And backlog. That's what you're talking about if you are talking about the grab for the gavel. Speaker of the House, still nobody, 21 days and counting. Tom Emmer dropped the House Speaker bid after the backlash he got. Just boom, I'm out of here. I can't do it because he knows. Deadlocked. Nothing happens when you are deadlocked. Now move over because the Republicans' fourth nominee is stepping a little bit closer to the speakership. After surviving an abrupt roll call, Congressman Mike Johnson says lawmakers are going to head to the House floor on Wednesday, and that's where it all happens. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Again, thank you so much for hanging with us here on the show. You can always reach out to me 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Nobody's reaching out to me on the Hill. I try. I call. Nobody wants to talk. If you're there, they'll talk to you briefly. Say the same thing every single day. That's what we see with all the television swirl. But picking Mike Johnson, maybe he has a chance. He's a popular Louisiana Republican, but he doesn't have the 217 votes you need to win that gavel. So are we really that much closer to electing a speaker after Kevin McCarthy was booted? I mean, it was a really chaotic, tumultuous day. Just off the charts. In the morning, it's one way. In the afternoon, it's another way. As to who is going to survive. It is like survival. Only politicians. No island. It's a different kind of island. So there is massive pressure to find a new leader as the House is in this weird frozen state. How do you govern without a speaker? You can't, is the answer. You need to have a speaker, but there is no speaker at this point. So maybe this time around, maybe this one will stick. Maybe not. Who knows? How do you overcome a House divided when you're part of the Republican conference? Can it be overcome? I think there's some sort of impasse that needs to happen here. We are talking about this way too much. But I think it's that important to mention it. It's that important. It really, really is. All right, this would be important to the people of Arizona. And what is that? The Diamondbacks beat the Phillies, yeah. Headed to the World Series. Hoorah for them. That is a very, very big win. The Diamondbacks are going to make their first trip back to the Fall Classic since 2001 when they beat the Yankees in a thriller. Seven games. This time they're facing the Texas Rangers, who also haven't been back in so long. So Friday night at Rangers Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. The two will tangle and see who comes out on the other side in this first one. But both teams, how successful are they? The Diamondbacks, a big shout out to them for winning the National League pennant. And now the next step is to close the door and win a World Series. But as somebody who covered the Texas Rangers for a very long time, this particular group of Texas Rangers is very, very determined. I think that the Diamondbacks might have had magic in a bottle all the way around, all season long. But when it is constantly being said how they're the underdog or they're not as good as the Phillies or they don't have quite the offense, they're not getting the right kind of pitching, that just makes them rise. They're turning on that momentum heading into the series with the Texas Rangers. So there you go. And we'll talk more about that when we go to the Man Cave. That's coming up in our next segment. Something to update you on with the Israel-Hamas war. We're going to do that. But also Hurricane Otis. We're back on that hurricane watch even if it's remote. It'll make landfall Wednesday morning as a Cat 5 storm near Acapulco, Mexico. It'll just lash that coastal area with the wind, the heavy rain, potentially, hopefully not, catastrophic storm surge. Otis already has reached Cat 5 strength and is packing crazy winds, like 160 miles an hour with higher gusts. Oof. Would not want to be there for a hurricane. Not where it's pure, full-on, in-your-face wind and the lashing of the of rain. I mean, when you get those strong winds and you're talking anything over 80, oof. The surf and the rip currents, it would be pretty nasty looking at it. The kind of rain you would get, maybe up to 16 inches of rain total. Some areas even seeing 20 inches of rain. Are you kidding me? Talk about being soaked to the bone. That would be it for sure. Definitely that would be it. So what's the latest with Israel and Hamas and the wartime situation? Emotions are incredibly high. And at the UN, you had the Secretary General who appealed for a ceasefire, saying that clear violations of international humanitarian law were happening in Gaza. Israel's top envoy called on Antonio Guterres to resign immediately after his remarks and said he was not fit to lead the UN. Wow, think about that. Happening on Tuesday. The Israeli Defense Forces said they will not allow fuel to enter the enclave because it alleges that Hamas needed it for its operations, so it kind of contradicts comments from the IDF chief of staff who is saying efforts would be made to provide fuel in Gaza. And U.S. military advisors are urging Israel to avoid an all-out ground assault. Because, you know why? They will not stop. It'll be an assault like you've never seen. But with hostages trickling out, maybe that's the idea. Keep the hostages coming and try to move on from the war. Trying to get them to wrap it up, Israel to wrap it up. Wrap it up and let's move into every other thing that we are concerned about, which is a lot. I don't know what your list looks like. I know what my list looks like, so I'm assuming yours is pretty healthy, too. We have a death to report. He was so fun to watch on the big screen. Richard Roundtree, remember he starred in Shaft, to name a few places that he stepped up in, and he has died, according to his publicist. He was 81 years old. 81 years old. He had a really tough but short battle with pancreatic cancer. That's taken the lives of too many people, including Patrick Swayze, who had it. But, you know, he tried to do the best he could, and then in the end he just, succumbed, I knew I could say that word, to the terrible, terrible disease. All right, coming up next, we go into the man cave. What's shaking in the world of sports? Well, we're going to tell you next.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits. nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
So much that we could talk about, and you know, it's interesting. The one thing that keeps popping up, everyone I talk to, is the talking about the investigation, the NCAA investigation into Michigan for sign stealing, and seeing if what really the truth is with Michigan and stealing the signs. I mean, look, we've heard about sign stealing in so many different sports, and we know it happens. I mean, look at the Astros and what happened with the Astros, which now, of course, the team is different, and it's they're not doing that, but it was something that was absolutely happening. So if Michigan's alleged sign stealing is as bad as it looks, boy, it's not going to be pretty for the Wolverines. Ooh, if it was blatant, oh, no way. And supposedly this Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, is at the center of this investigation about whether he broke rules prohibiting in-person scouting of opponents, bought tickets in his own name to give at 11 different schools in the Big Ten over 3 years, 3 seasons. Supposedly, there's video evidence of people in those seats using electronic devices, because that's the thing we're talking about. The other thing, because of Stallions, that he bought tickets in his own name, like I said, to 11 different schools in the Big Ten over the course of the three seasons. Credit cards, they can trace the data, all that. But there's apparently video evidence of people in those seats using electronic devices to record what's happening on the sidelines of future Michigan opponents, which then could be relayed back to Stallions to help him decode play calls. Wow. I mean, forget it. As I was reading a headline from somebody today, and I think this sums it up, game, set, and match in favor of the investigators, right? There have been a lot of cheaters that have gotten away decades after decades after decades of, you know, doing that. But this is a problem that is so public, and who knew at Michigan is going to be the question. Was it a solo deal? Were other coaches in on it? Did head coach Jim Harbaugh have any idea why one of his staffers was so good at stealing signs? And did he ever think to ask, hey, coach, I know what's happening. I know what's going on. I figured it out. You know, this always bubbles up. Remember Bill Belichick and the sign stealing? And like I said, the Astros. I mean, you can look across at sports and you can pick that, you know, you can pick that out for sure. All right. Besides that, some of the big stories I think in the world of sports include the playoffs. You know, what's happening in Major League Baseball, because it's October and going into November, and this thing is a wrap now, a wrap in the sense that we know who the World Series opponents are going to be. Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks, it starts on Friday. Arizona going to Texas, and the fans on both sides of this have to be really stoked because it's been so long. When you're talking about, especially Arizona, when you're talking about 20 years, 20-plus years of drought, and then getting, it's so hard to get back to a World Series. All the baseball you have to play during the regular season, then what you have to do in the postseason to get there. So to get back to the first World Series since 2001 is a very, very big deal. And this, I think these two teams, because of different moments, big moments from pitching and from their offense when they needed it, when they were down, both teams being down and pumping themselves up, and it was really a pivotal game five that changed things in both cases where you saw them really roar back. So, wow. I mean, this playoff could be a very, very good, tight playoff. And, of course, Major League Baseball, that's what they're hoping for in the front office. I'd be hoping for that. You don't want to see complete blowouts. You want to see you want to see good defense. You want to see incredible offense. And you want some oohs and ahs and people paying attention to a sport in the middle of all the other big sports like college football, like pro football, like the NBA starting up. All of that is part of the competition. And so it's, you know, it's hard in not unless it's the home team, because then people are watching. But trying to get the rest of the nation to really pay attention in this particular time especially is super difficult. But if you have some exciting baseball, maybe you get that. You're going to get the purists you're going to watch anyway, but maybe get some of that runoff. And that's, I'm sure, what baseball is hoping for, that's exactly what they'll get. People who just want to see the game, you know, people who want to see anybody play, period. A couple of quick things on the NFL, a few notes, including the Cowboys' Jerry Jones, who says he's willing to trade but won't initiate the talks. He does a talk show, and there's always something that comes out of his daily or his weekly talk show. And he said, you know, he's asked if he's willing to make a trade to improve the Cowboys before the trade deadline. He said it would have to come their way. He said he didn't want to preclude it, but he said the initiation of an opportunity to make a trade that would help us has to start over on the other end. And he said, I kind of like what he said here. He said, that's not showing a lack of aggressiveness. It's just how it starts. So how about that? So in case you don't know, which is rapidly upon us on Halloween, the trade deadline is October 31st at 4 p.m. And the Cowboys, of course, are coming back from their bye at 4-2. And they're in second place behind the Philadelphia Eagles, who are 6-1. And, of course, the Eagles made a big impact, maybe, trade on Monday. They picked up a safety from the Tennessee Titans, Kevin Byard, who is a perfect fit for them on paper anyway, and the way he's played with the Titans. But he said, I like where we are with our personnel. I'm not thinking any way we need to upgrade our roster. So 4-2, he said he'd take it. The San Francisco 49ers, the loss to the 49ers is a tough one, I think, because of how they played in the red zone. He talked about that too, which makes sense. But that trade deadline is what's so key, to see who else tries to make the leap, right? Who else tries to make the leap thinking we're just like one player away. If we can figure this out, it could make a very big difference. I love it when you have a coach admitting a screw-up or an owner. And Colts owner Jim Irsay said, the NFL admits and understands that two pivotal calls at the end of his team's loss to the Browns on Sunday were incorrect. Irsay, who posted the statement in a post on X, a.k.a. Twitter, on Tuesday night, was referring to the follow-up with NFL officials to get clarification on the illegal contact and defense pass interference calls in the final minute against the Colts corner, Daryl Baker Jr. The calls helped the Browns, who ultimately won. It was a weird finish, 39-38. So like I said, when you hear a coach admit a screw-up, it's like, wow. But do you think you hear the NFL say, yeah, I mean, they do, they look at it, but the situations and what they called to me did not look like they applied here. So you can imagine not picking up that win is a very big deal when it looked like they were definitely going to do it. They were definitely going to pick it up. It did not happen. Here's what I would tell anybody who puts on a uniform and plays in the NFL. You need to know how to breathe correctly. Rasheem Northington talks about that. I have tried to take all those breaths that he said during the day. I'm getting better, but it's hard. Can you do 20 plus breaths a day? In and out, in and out. You'd be surprised. A lot of us are shallow breathers. He's coming up next.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. The president and CEO of Save the Children says it's impossible for her staff in Gaza to work in a safe and quality way.
So we're really running out of words to describe how bad it is.
Yonti Soripto said on CBS's Face the Nation, humanitarian organizations cannot safely deliver aid because of attacks and shelling. Gas prices in Texas remain the lowest in the country.
According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of regular gas in Texas is $2.63. California drivers are paying the highest prices, with unleaded regular averaging $4.72 a gallon.
Actor Ryan O'Neal has died. O'Neal was nominated for Best Actor Oscar in 1970 for his role in Love Story and was nominated for a Golden Globe for his 1973 film Paper Moon, which also starred his daughter Tatum O'Neal. Ryan O'Neal died Friday afternoon at the age of 82. Dave Collins, USA News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Conversation off the air with our next guest, who is going to talk about something I think is so vital, and it's made me more aware of the way that I'm breathing, and I think this will help you too. I mean, everyone listening can do this. So joining us now in our virtual green room is Rasheem Northington, and he's written a book called The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. Rasheem, thanks so much for coming on.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
So you have an interesting background in this. Before you wrote this, tell us a little bit about what drove you in this direction, because of all the Chinese medicine you're familiar with, all the things that you've done in your background that led you to realize the importance of the diaphragm and what you actually learned from Kung Fu.
I'm sorry.
So tell us about your background. That's all right. Tell us about your background and how it led you to writing this book. One of them was, of course, Kung Fu and what you learned through Kung Fu. So tell us about that.
Okay. Yes, I trained in Kung Fu, Taoist Tai Chi Kung, for many years since I was about early teens, mid-teens, I would say, and it involved a lot of breathing type of exercises, and breathing was stressed to be the key to having power in this art. So the stronger your breath was, the more power you can obtain. That was the main focus of the training, and everything was heavily based on breathing and the breath. And that contributed to me later on about the nature of the diaphragm involvement with the breath.
Because I think, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I think that so many of us take shallow breaths. So you learn not to do that, right?
Right. In Qigong breathing, you are encouraged to take deep breaths, belly breaths, full breaths, a full conscious breath, every breath you take in the training. And that's the key to developing power, the deepness of the breath.
Yeah. And, you know, when we look at the diaphragm, the importance of it, of a skeletal muscle, it's the only right skeletal muscle controlled by involuntary unconscious or voluntary conscious nervous system, right? So the, so it's really an interesting thing to talk about.
Correct. Because the diaphragm is a skeletal muscle, which is supposed to be, like all other skeletal muscles are, a voluntarily controlled muscle. It's heavily controlled involuntarily, which is unique amongst all the other skeletal muscles in the body.
Yeah.
No,
I'm listening.
Now, that indicates how significant, important the function of the diaphragm is, the fact that even though we have voluntary control, the body actually dominates the control over our voluntary control in most cases.
Yeah, so when we look at this, why did you write the book? Because you realized how important it was with all the things that we just said?
Oh, yes. I think the last thing my Kung Fu teacher told me before he passed away was, do 300 breaths a day, kid. His exact words. And that stuck with me because I didn't truly understand what that meant. So I kept thinking about it. And I went back to the Kung Fu training and exercise that required breath in order to help achieve power from that exercise. I began to realize that I wasn't as good as I used to be when I was younger, and I struggled to breathe to maintain those sort of those postural exercises. And I noticed in order for me to be better at it, my diaphragm had to work harder at it. And then it started to make me realize, and also the breath to get stronger, so does the diaphragm must get stronger, because the diaphragm is what controls the flow of the breath. And as the diaphragm gets stronger, so the breath can be deeper from a stronger or more full contraction of the diaphragm that can really only be done voluntarily.
Wow, so fascinating. And in the book you talk, you go deep into this. You tell us things to do, things to be aware of, all of that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And you and I, when we talked off the air, what led you to say, okay, I should write this book because I see how important it is that, you know, kid, take 300 breaths a day. What really drove you to saying, I think I need to tell people more about this?
Because I think at the same time, after my teacher teaching about breathing, it was never taught or explained in relation to the diaphragm's function specifically. I mean, it's mentioned that the diaphragm is a breathing muscle, but then it says breathe, and the diaphragm itself is not really included in that category. So what I started to attain is that if we look at breathing from the scope of the diaphragm's involvement, I think the understanding of breathing becomes a little easier. And it starts to make more sense that if breath can't happen without the diaphragm, in order for us to gauge how strong a breath is, should be gauged by the strength of your diaphragm. And then I think that quantifies everything. It makes everything understandable of why I can only breathe but so much, because that's the limit that my diaphragm has on it. And if I increase the limitations on my diaphragm, then I can increase the limits on my deep breathing or deep breath. And I think if everybody understands this from that regard, things would be more easily attainable due to a greater understanding of how breathing works, and that the breath is really specifically controlled by the function of the diaphragm. And breath cannot happen without that function.
Yes, so true. And we're speaking with Rasheem Northington. The name of the book is called The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. I love the title, The Muscle Source of Life, because it is something I wasn't aware of until we had that conversation. I was, but I wasn't thinking about it. And I think that's what it is. We're kind of sleepwalking when it comes to breathing. Do you think so?
I think so as well. But the thing that's even more significant about the diaphragm's function, even though it's necessary for breathing, because the diaphragm is designed the way it is, upon breathing, it also does a whole lot more for the body than just breathing. Because breathing is not just the only thing we need for health and well-being. We also need a good circulation system. So not only does the diaphragm play a role in accessing oxygen and influencing the breath, it also is the key muscle to also stimulate healthy circulation in addition to oxygenating the body, which is also unlike any other muscle in the body because other muscles can have longer rest periods. The diaphragm does not have that luxury. The diaphragm must keep engaging. Therefore, keeps giving us the potential and option to continuously circulate the blood, independent of the other muscles in the body, which are very beneficial once they're engaged. But most of our lifestyle is sedentary. So in those sedentary sessions, like as in this whole conversation, the diaphragm becomes the major muscle source, in this case, for life and for circulation. That's very significant as well, not just for breathing, but blood return back to the heart, which gives the heart blood to pump back out to the rest of the body full of oxygen.
Yeah,
the diaphragm.
Yeah, the continuous flow of air, that oxygen that you're talking about, and how critical of a component it is for the production of energy in the body, obviously, and to continuously have that flow of air, which is completely necessary, and is again what we're talking about. And how much better is your life improved? Which I think I'm answering my own question when you breathe correctly.
Well, they do say that abundant breath, abundant life.
Yeah.
Well, that's a saying I'm aware of. So the deeper you breathe, the more power you attain, the more you can in some way control your surroundings and help control your emotions. If you control your emotions, control your reactions to certain situations, you can also influence your own outcomes. So those are definitely beneficial things. And if you think words are powerful, along with deep breathing and powerful breathing and positive words, it could fruition just the way you want it to.
You know, and I'm thinking of you, Rasheem, that I know that you teach and you tutor a lot of subjects, math and science. So if I was in your class, would you make us take a deep breath, the real breath? I think that would be interesting.
I definitely would like to. The only thing is, you know, it'd just be suggestive, but, you know, people would still want to do what they want to do. But I definitely would also always mention and talk to them and just let them know that you have this voluntary option to take a full breath. Don't wait until you have to use it. Use it now so that you can prevent everything that happens to you before it becomes a situation that you must now. Just do it for the sake of doing it, and then it won't seem like it's a job, and it won't seem like it's a stress or strain to get it done when you can't, when you need to.
Yeah.
So that's the way I try to, you know, inform people of, you know, be aware of that, utilize it. There's a reason for that, and it just makes you feel better. And if you look on articles online, you can see that they explain how deep breathing always makes you feel better for whatever reason. It slows the heart rate down, it slows this down, it calms the nerve. Influences the parasympathetic nervous system. All those calming, resting, digesting, recovery type of systems in the body. So we don't have to wait until anything drastic happens. We could always be trying to maintain that state all day long as we can remember and consciously be aware of that.
Yeah. Yep, 300 breaths a day. I love it. And the name of the book, The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. Rasheem Northington, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. Definitely appreciate it.
Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Dennis. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This time around on Author's Corner, I am thrilled to introduce you to Prince Eshola. His wife, Stephanie Culligan Eshola, wrote a book called My Ancestor's Path is My Future. And this is really in her memory. She just died earlier this year, but there were some landmark things that happened that she was able to see and be a part of. And I think this book is such a tribute in the fact that Prince Eshola and his daughter Sadiqa is going to join us too as well to talk about her mom, that they want you to be able to know more about her book and more about her. And it is really a beautiful story. So Prince, thanks so much for doing this.
Yes, ma'am. I'm very glad that we were invited. Thank you.
Tell me about your wife. What was she like?
She's wonderful woman, gifted, and she's very nice soulmate that I really, if I come again and we come again, I will pray to even her, next to me, and her support, being a wife, being a mother, and the leader of our house. Being a woman,
Right.
So she's a tribal name. Her tribal name is Anajet Jagua, meaning salvation.
Salvation. Yeah. I love that.
Yes. Was born in December 1962 in Lafayette, Louisiana. Okay? And she was a partner of Panther Band Tribal Council member of the Atakapa Ishak Nation, which the people will find out about the story in the book.
And so that brings us to the book. Tell us what people will learn in My Ancestors' Path is My Future.
What they will learn mostly is the intent of the book, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which is to tell the story both in words and pictures by enabling the audience to envision her journey and an ancestor's path unfolding through her very own eyes. You see, because everybody has stories. Everybody was gifted. We all have a birthright. And this book is even open my own eyes to the truth. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if you're saying that having faith and being spiritual freedom, believe me, the journey that she's talking about, people need to read this book.
And so when she wrote the book and then you read the book, it sounds like it gave you even a greater understanding of the meaning of life.
Yes. Yes, because, you know, when you touch, you know, it's actually the book actually raised, you know, by her dreams and her vision and all that being touched, you know, because in 1996, yes, I was revealed to a light came to me, boom. And, you know, right after that, Stephanie was blessed, I'm telling you. We were standing in front of her on my double down, and she revealed to me by, you know, when the evening is going down, you can see the star.
Yep.
She revealed the star to me. And right after that, our life changed so deeply.
Wow.
Deeply. To the extent that some people knows some higher power, they know about it, and they're going after Stephanie and me. Well, that's okay, because if you are under the guidance of Allah, there's nothing that can touch you. Just believe in your own creator, and that is what helps Stephanie and I in our tribulation of what husband and wife can go through to even raise the children, four children.
Wow. Four children. And what are the children? And we're going to talk to Sadiqa in a minute, but what do the children think of the legacy of the book? What a wonderful thing.
Well, they were thrilled that they have something of their ancestor that they can always go by. And more so when the book is, you know, come out there, we have, you know, the publisher, you know, I'm talking the, what we call the traditional publisher, and it's more be able to be out there, you know, they will know that this book is all for us.
Yeah.
But they really appreciate it. They will be able to even meet more of their families everywhere. Because Atakapa Ishak, where Stephanie belongs to, they are big, but they are not recognized yet. But they need to be recognized because their name is in the scroll, and I show it to Stephanie.
Wow.
Ishak.
Wow.
Ishak.
Wow.
Ishak. Ishak came from, they grabbed him from the back of Mansa Musa.
Yeah, and you tell, and that story is in the book.
That story is in the book.
Yeah, so people will get anybody listening to us, you'll get an understanding exactly of what Princess Shola is talking about. And the book, My Ancestor's Path is My Future, Stephanie's book, you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. So, Sadiqa, yes, we want to talk to Sadiqa. Congratulations, you just graduated law school, Thurgood Marshall. That's quite an accomplishment. I have lawyers in my family, and I know how tough law school is, and especially you're close to your mom and what she was going through. Tell us more about your mother and what her book means to you, that you have this piece of her, so to speak.
Well, thank you so much for having us. And my mom was a very kind-hearted woman. She was very positive, believed in knowing where she came from and just educating people. And what this book means to me specifically is to know that I have something that I can always look back to and trace my lineage. And I think that's important, especially with the book's message of knowing who you are, knowing where you come from, and going on that journey of life. And I think it's important to know where you come from so you can know where you're moving forward and closer to your creator as well. And I think that was very, very important for my mother. And so for me, looking back to be able to trace my lineage and see the amazing work that she did in acquiring all of this genealogical records, and people will see in the book all the work that she's done, all of the information that she acquired and the community work that she's done. It just is a testament to the amazing person in nature that she is. And yeah, I think it's a blessing to be able to have something written down in history that not even just our, like my specific immediate family, but our generations to come will also have this to be able to look at. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, what an incredible gift to you and to your siblings and to the world as well. And I'll just wrap it up with this. I'll ask you this. What do you hope people take away from reading your mom's book?
Well, I feel like people will be very, very, well, when I read it, it's like a movie, honestly. It's something out of this world. It's something that's going to just get your attention. It's going to, you know, just spiritually awaken you. The favor of God, the favor of Allah will just really touch the hearts of many people when they're reading this book. I feel like it's just such a big and positive, important message. And
yeah, and that pretty much sums it up. It's a big, important, positive message. And you said it, learning to know who you are, where you come from, generationally, what that means, and what that could open up in other people. And again, My Ancestor's Path is My Future. You can get the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Thank you so much, Sadiqa and Princess Shola, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. You know, God continue to make you great as well.
Yeah.
Believe me, you know, it's not a coincidence. You to be, for us to be able to link with you, and everything we do is still in the hands of God.
Well, thank you.
This is going deep.
Yeah, thank you for that, and thanks to all the listeners for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.